is or was to be with you once more.
Yes.
Can you feel my difference? The wonder which is with you all this day.
Could you repeat that, please?
Can you feel the wonder which is with you this day, which passes one to another?
Okay.
Yes. At this time, it shouldn't be feeling much stronger. Can we take just a moment this time for you all to feel this yourself, please? What are you feeling, my friends?
It's a pain in my arms and my hand.
Yes.
This one?
Yes.
Yes.
Although each one of you has described individual feelings, I can tell you that these explanations are upliftment of spirit and the feeling of power which joins you from our side of life.
Okay.
It will help each one of you if at the beginning of our joining together you can quietly see yourselves as one. You may focus on the individual feeling that is suited to you. But what I wish you to understand is that you become as one. You understand that. I wish to speak to you this time, my dear friends, a little about your spiritual growing and understanding and awareness. want you to fully understand that as you grow more fully spiritually and the awareness becomes stronger, you may find that at times physical living also becomes a little more difficult. You sound surprised, my dear friend.
It's disappointing, probably.
Disappointed. No, please do not be disappointed. Because what can be achieved without striving for it? What becomes easier in life is not what is confronted, but in a manner in which you deal with it. Do you understand? Perhaps you can equate it with the children in your own world who gain in knowledge but have to, shall we say, sit on more difficult examinations. That is because of their growth in knowledge. Nothing stands still. Therefore, what I would like you to try to understand is that as the awareness grows, life too becomes a situation of difficulties in which you have to cope. But because of the growth of spirit, all problems are dissolved more easily. Do you understand what I tell you,
yes,
please?
Yes,
is it clear to you?
Yes.
So, when life presents problems to you, I do not wish you to say why. I would like you to say, here is my opportunity.
Yes.
You must make it, I do not like to say challenge, that is an incorrect word to use, but it is something that you must strive to work on.
And you have the ability to rise above the problems.
Yes, and this is because of the spiritual growth. But because your growth and awareness has increased, does not mean that life should become easier. So, do not be fooled into that false hope that as you grow spiritually, life becomes easier. I hope you understand. If you do not, please let us discuss it now.
I think you will understand.
Has anyone any thoughts upon this matter which we may discuss now?
I was just thinking that as you grow spiritually, it would make sense that you would be able to carry more responsibility, maybe?
Responsibility in life becomes greater, yes, because of your knowledge and understanding. Your own responsibility is greater, say, than one who has little knowledge. You understand, please?
Yes, it does make sense.
The gentleman hesitates. Are you not?
Oh, no, I'm with you there, yeah.
Yes, it does make sense, isn't it?
Yes.
Perhaps we know a few people that we can say and see the difference in different forms.
Well, once more, I see that each one of you is so well endowed in knowledge that we have no discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy for you. Have we any questions at this time that you would like to discuss? Because I do not bring to you new knowledge at this time. Let us discuss anything that you are unsure of.
Questions? I have a question, but it's, I don't know if it's relevant. It's something that I've been thinking about lately.
Yes.
I feel, somehow, that the children coming into the world now are much more spiritual than we were when I was younger. And I feel that the adults around these children have a special responsibility to nurture them.
May I stop you there?
Yes.
And say to you this? Yes, when first I came to you, I said many changes would be happening in your world. There are many masters, as you call them, who tread this planet. In order for us to help you upon this planet, there had to be, how shall we say, many more with knowledge in the world to encourage and to help those who had lost their way. One of things that was decided from our side of life was that we would help to introduce more souls who would retain spiritual knowledge in order that they could help many, many others. Because when you have a child who expresses and shows spirituality in many forms, you as human beings tend to say, this is a special person. Let me say, this person is not special. They have come to this world to do work to help humankind. Yes, you are correct, partly, that many more souls, older souls from our world, have entered this planet more recently in order that we can help the planet. So I say to you, my dear friends, your awareness is such that this has been noted well. But it is not to the extent that you would assume that every child is more spiritual. That is not so. But there are cases where the soul who enters the human form retains no memory. That is all. Our work must not fail this time as it has in time gone by. I told you when first I came that mankind had reached a time when knowledge and truth and come to him. And there have been many ways that we in our world have joined with you to help you in that task. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
One of our failings is that we're not very good with our use of the use of our own words. We get a little confused sometimes. It's good therefore to if we can have definitions of words, and that would help me, I think, if we could begin by defining soul, which I think strictly is a spirit or an entity in spirit, and I believe a small part of that soul may be involved in earth life, physical life. A greater part of the soul will always be in spirit. Is that strictly correct for a start?
Yes. There is much confusion in your world about the use of the word spirit and soul. Yes, to clarify this for you, yes, you are spirit. We come from the world of spirit. That is words used because it simplifies what we try to do. But the spirit that is you here and now is but a tiny iota of the soul. This is where the confusion lies, that many people feel that the soul is one entity within the human whole.
I think we sometimes refer to that part of the soul which remains in spirit as the higher self.
That is part of the soul.
Yes, the higher self would be the greater part of the soul.
Not the greater, but part.
Part, yes.
Remember, I have told you that there are many parts to the soul.
Yes.
And my dear friend, remember the diamond, the facets of the diamond. And then you begin to understand. One facet of the diamond is perhaps the higher self of the spirit that is here now.
Yes.
You understand? We are moving here onto deep matters.
Yes.
But I hope that will clarify it for you just a little. The spirit here within the human form is but one spark, or one facet, or one small piece. Choose your own phraseology, but it is but one small part of the whole.
Yes, and that small part can have several earth lives, may reincarnate several times.
Different facets, yes. Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to clarify that same facet of soul could have several lives.
Yes. Yes, I understand. Yes, of course, the one facet of the soul may return to your world many, many times. If the failure of the spirit in the human form fails in its mission, then it will return or accept that another facet of the soul needs to return in its place for a certain length of time.
Yes, so it could be either way.
Yes. We are on to complex issues here.
I think you have also said that more than one facet could have earth life at the same time.
Yes.
But this would be very rare.
Yes, it is not, how should I say, usual in the sense you would understand. But yes, it happens. Yes. But normally, one facet of the soul returns to this planet at any one given time. Is that helpful to you? Are you happy with that explanation?
Yes, I was just wondering if the soul, which itself is moving on,
yes, I understand.
I was just wondering
yes.
if there was any further conglomeration of souls.
Yes, you must also understand that as I speak of soul, there are again many facets of soul which, as we move, as energy is always moving, will join and expand and increase.
Yes.
You understand? I think this is where you are falling down in trying to understand what happens to soul. It is not a spirit returning to one soul in one time. There are many facets to the soul, and the soul belongs to a much, we'll use the expression, larger soul, but it is actually joining with divine energy.
Yes, I felt it must be something
like yes.
that.
Yes. These are difficult things to explain to you. The understanding cannot be there and will not be for some greater time. But try to imagine that the soul joins with the ever-moving divine energy.
Yes.
Which becomes a much larger issue.
And you yourself would come to us from that further domain.
Part of me, yes. I am but one small issue from that divine soul. Yes. It is difficult, is it not?
But it does come clear to me. Thank you very much.
Yes. As I am speaking to you now, through the human form, am part of that divinity which has come to your planet to help mankind expand its knowledge. I do not belong to the more integrated, smaller version of what you call soul. It is something we will speak upon further on another occasion, because it is a vast subject which I feel you are not quite ready for. And I know your physical understanding is great, but I'm not sure that the others would be able to interpret it so easily. But I am not being unkind to the others, please be assured. But it is a vast topic.
Yes. That is most helpful. Thank you.
Do we have more questions to stay?
At the last meeting, the first thing is a rescue.
Yes.
Of a child. If I've got this wrong, please put the notes up anyone. I think she was 7 years old when she passed over the spirit.
Yes.
But she appeared to have been most of her life in a kennel. It was described as a kennel later once the rescue was finished.
Yes.
And of course she wouldn't come out of this kennel if you had had a tough time. She wouldn't have chosen that life, would she? Something must have gone wrong once she'd arrived.
Still, my dear friends, you have not grasped how can I put it to you? you have not grasped what a spirit is truly trying to achieve. You cannot judge what that spirit has chosen to do. It does not pick specific ways of living, perhaps, but it chooses parents because the opportunities are more likely to occur for the growth of that spirit. You should not concern yourselves about individual rescues, as you say, because the work has been done. Do you understand? Try not, my dear friends, to analyze what has happened, because you will only confuse your thinking. That soul, I can tell you, did not in fact choose to be placed in that kennel. But that child, as you say, chose to return, knowing that it had a debt to pay to one of those parents, and knew that the situation would arrive where that debt would be repaid. You must not judge. You cannot judge, and if you try to, you will more than likely judge only. Have I not said to you, do not judge another, because you do not have the full picture. You do not know or understand what has gone before. You find it difficult in the world to understand suffering, or man-made disasters. I have told you that spirit comes for many, many reasons, and this is not for you to judge. What I would suggest to you, my dear friends, is that when rescues happen, and we are most grateful in our world for that type of work, you must help and then let go. Do not analyze. Is that a good one?
Yes,
okay. I know there are many, many happenings in the world which to the human being seems unfair. But who are you to judge? You cannot see the wider scheme of life. Who was not to say that the child you speak of grew in spirits because of that experience? Do you understand? Although the physical happening hurts you, you have to see the wider issues. You have to focus on the spirit and not the human happenings. After all, the spirit survives, not the human body. And although for you humans that seems cruel, and that we understand, because you are human and you have these emotional bodies, you cannot help but feel that this must be wrong. But I can tell you that this experience has made the spirit go. So, do not be fearful, but accept that the help that was needed for the rescue work has taken place and all can only be well. Unfortunately, my dear friends, you quickly forget my words to you. That is why it is important that we continue to have these question times, in order that I can remind you of what I have already given to you. And because you have human failings, you will forget many things that I have already said to you.
That's very true.
That's very true, yeah.
So, I will take one more question this time, then I must leave you.
Question, sir? Mm-hmm. Paul, Mark, Margaret? Can you hear me, Paul?
Oh, I do have one more. Has anyone else?
Yeah.
It seems to have become the fashion to for us to have homes for looking after old people, and it's become possible for our medical services to prolong life long after the physical body and the mental body has worn out, so that a number of people are being looked after with no apparent reason for continuing in the physical life. Perhaps these places are, well, I'm sure these places are in a way ordained, but they're wonderful places for exercising compassion. Have you any comments on this situation that we have developed?
Yes. Well, of course, you know, and perhaps can remember that I have spoken about the human race and the fact that you should, if all is well in the thinking, can live to a much longer age than you normally do. It all comes down to thinking. We have discussed illness, and we have discussed responsibility, and we have discussed the topic of doctors and medicine and the influence which comes from our world.
Yes.
We have spoken on all these matters. Yes, the doctors will be able, as your evolution takes place, to be able to prolong life. Whether this is acceptable to you or not, depends upon the way of your thinking. Each one of you, my dear friends, could choose the time of your leaving, if you so desired, if you could only but reach that state of knowledge and awareness which tells you that it is time for you to come home, without any illness of the body or any looking after, I believe you say.
Mm-hmm. There are many in the East who are more practiced in that than we have been in the West.
Yes, there are some in your world, but it is possible. I know this seems a large statement to make, but it should be possible for each one of you. And the key to healthy longevity is your vision. Your doctors who are inspired from our world have responsibility to all of those people whom they have in their care. Each one of you has responsibility to yourselves as spirit, and each one of you has responsibility for those you are in contact with. If you want me to express an opinion on this matter, I would say only that perhaps to help people who have grown old and weary and try to keep alive in whatever form by the medical profession would involve someone with spiritual knowledge who could advise on spiritual matters. Do you see what I am coming to?
No, I don't quite understand that for you.
What do you not understand different?
It's saying somebody is old and frail and the doctors are keeping them alive. What was that you said about the spiritual?
It would be much better to have someone with the spiritual knowledge and awareness to be looking after.
Ah, right, yes, yes.
Because then the spirit would have the knowledge to release itself. After all, my dear friends, you well know and understand. Why do you need to hold on to these old overcoats if your time is ready to come to our world? And people do, because of your own free will, you can, because of the power of the thought, and again, we return to my favorite topic with you, the power of your thought. You can create many situations which would be best left behind. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But again, because you are human, you cling to human life for all you are worth. But mankind, and there are peoples in the world who live to a much older age, much more healthily, but when the time is right, they release themselves.
This perhaps is the ideal.
That is what each one should strive for. It can be achieved, but with much work. Thank you. My dear friends, thank you for listening to me once again. As always, I hear your questions, your cries for help, for knowledge, for understanding. They do not go unheeded. But again, I remind you that I cannot interfere.
Mm-hmm.
I can encourage and uplift and influence, but I cannot interfere.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not to say I do not hear you.
Okay.
I leave you this time with all hope, our love, and until we meet next time, know always that I am with you.